And Matt Bevan is back with what's happening around the globe. Hi, Matt.
G'day, Fran. Next Friday is the 45th anniversary of a pretty significant event in American and world history.
I have never been a quitter. To leave office before my term is completed is abhorrent to every instinct in my body. But as president, I must put the interests of America first. Therefore, I shall resign the presidency effective at noon tomorrow.
It might have been 45 years ago, but the effects of Richard Nixon's presidency are ongoing. For historians, Nixon is a goldmine. His decision to secretly record so many of his private conversations while in office has meant that we find out more about what he was up to regularly. Today, thanks to The Atlantic, we've discovered a new fact about a conversation he had with the governor of California at the time, Ronald Reagan, in a newly released tape recording made by Nixon, which had been kept secret due to privacy reasons. It was 1971. The United Nations had voted to recognize the People's Republic of China in Beijing instead of the Republic of China in Taiwan as the actual China. When the vote happened, members of the Tanzanian delegation started dancing in the General Assembly. Reagan, incensed, called Nixon to vent his frustration. Nixon pressed record on his tape recorder. Reagan told Nixon he watched the vote on television. Then he says, to see those monkeys from those African countries, damn it, they're still uncomfortable wearing shoes. And Nixon gives out a big laugh. Ronald Reagan, that was 9 years before he became the President of the United States. The Atlantic's article, published by historian Tim Naftali, a former director of the Nixon Presidential Library, puts the conversation in a current context, saying, the past month has brought presidential racism back into the headlines. This October 1971 exchange between the current and future presidents is a reminder that other presidents have subscribed to the racist belief that Africans or African Americans are somehow inferior. The most novel aspect of President Trump's racist jibes is that isn't that he said them, but that he said them in public, end quote. The discussion about US President Donald Trump's recent rhetorical attacks on members of Congress from minority backgrounds has descended into a debate about whether the president is racist. After telling four minority Democratic congresswomen to go back where they came from, he launched an attack on the head of the House Oversight Committee, Congressman Elijah Cummings. Cummings is African-American from Baltimore and represents an African-American majority district. President Trump tweeted, Cummings' district is a disgusting rat and rodent-infested mess. He says that no human being would want to live there. Where is all this money going? How much is stolen? Investigate this corrupt mess immediately. Since then, it's been pointed out that if there is rats in Baltimore, it's partially thanks to the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner's company, which owns thousands of apartments in the city. Here's CNN.
Maggots, mice, and mold. That is what tenants in the Baltimore area say they have experienced in properties owned by Kushner companies.
It's particularly ironic that the president's making these comments when we know here in Baltimore County in 2017 that his son-in-law directly contributed to some of the neglect that the president purportedly is so concerned about today.
For his part, the president says the people of Baltimore are glad that he is talking about this.
People living in Baltimore are very happy that I'm bringing out the fact that it's like living in hell.
Quinnipiac University has released a poll this week showing that 51% of American voters believe that Donald Trump is a racist. Just briefly, Fran, this debate about whether the president and his administration supports racism has become more localised overnight. There's a debate here in Australia over the British conservative figure Raheem Kassan, who is due to speak at a conservative conference in Sydney next month. Shadow Home Affairs Minister Christina Keneally has urged the government to block his visa, citing his views on Islam and a tweet he posted in 2016 saying Scottish National Party leader Nicola Sturgeon's legs should be taped shut. This morning, the president's son, Donald Trump Jr., has tweeted about this, saying we have big tech constantly trying to silence conservatives, and now one of the major political parties in Australia is trying to silence Raheem Kassam because of his conservative views. Donald Trump Jr. tweeting this morning.
Yeah, I don't know if you call those conservative views just obnoxious. Matt, thank you very much.
Cheers, friend.
Matt Bevan.